Matt, our assistant producer, Matt Fincham, or as Dave likes to call him,
Matt Fincham,
has recorded a little jingle for Allard and does try to find our missing listeners.
Now, I was in on the pre-production meeting for said piece of audio, and right. I haven't heard the finished result.
I think it's slightly different.
I know what I had in my head.
Okay.
But whether that...
What did you have in your head? I haven't heard it yet.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
Shall I tell you exactly what the song is? And okay, right. The song is by Hue and Cry, and it's called Looking Out for Linda.
Right.
And it goes, never stop looking for Linda, looking out for... So the idea being that then we just
Can I just say, by the way, I take credit for this in the meeting yesterday.
Yeah, it was... Yeah. Your
idea. I'm not taking credit for it. Don't try and take my comedy away, Mr. Director of Comedy. I'm not. I'm talking about the fact that I was explaining it to Matt yesterday. So that's the song, right?
He's never heard of the song.
The idea...
Well, of course he hasn't, because the guy's an idiot. There's none heard of anything.
So, the idea is that those two then have to replace the word Linda for listeners.
Yeah, looking
just
out
on the chorus, and that listeners. Will do us.
So you take the original record, is what you're saying.
Yep.
And sing over, instead of singing Linda, you sing Listeners.
Listeners over the top.
Nice and simple.
Easy.
It's like the director's comments.
Here we go. This is Matt's jingle.
Never stop looking.
That's all right.
Never stop looking for listeners. Looking out for listeners.
Ah! Wonders!
Is that him?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Fincham.
Who's a frustrated singer?
I tell you what, he was taking that very seriously.
I guarantee he had his eyes closed and one hand to his ear while he was singing it as well.
Looking out for listeners.
Why has he done that? That's not a joke. That's him showing off, isn't
it? I said to him, I think it's almost too serious. And he went, no, I'm really out of tune. And I thought, right, we're keeping it like that.
He loves it.
Doesn't he?
Play it again.
That's setting himself up. Really.
Play it again.
I'm Matt Fincham. Gonna rip him to pieces when he gets in.
Looking for Matt Fincham.
You can so tell he's done that in the hope that someone goes, hey, you've got quite a good voice. So you can do that. Oh, you think so?
Or else we should have a chat after the show. Oh, can you play that again?
Never stop looking.
Sorry, let me just play this first.
Never stop looking. Never stop looking for listeners. Looking out for listeners. Never stop looking.
He doesn't even need it.
Listener.
That's it there.
Looking out for listeners.
Fincham. That is brilliant.
Cringeworthy. That's cringeworthy.
Mariah Carey.
Funny though.
Mariah Harry.
What a pillock.
What a pillock.
Hey Matt, you've got a really good voice. No, no, do you think so? No. Me? No, I can't. Yeah. Oh no.
Okay, I'll have a go recording a single.
What does he think? Sandy's going to hear it and go, forget the professional session singers we hire for to sing the jingles. Matt, you can do it. Oh, really, Sandy? You think so?
What time's Matt in?
The Chris Miles Show.
With Matt Fincham.
Never stop looking.
Sounds like a crap Lisa. Will Young.
Yeah, it does.
Do you think he's out in the studio going to that? Look it. Look. Come on, Matt. You can do this. Looking out for listeners.
Never stop looking. Never stop looking for listeners.
Do you know what? My skin's crawling.
I think it's... single most funny thing he's ever made.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
There's no way he's done that as a joke.
No.
He said to me,
no
he
way.
Had.
It
no,
is unintentional
no
comedy.
Mm. No, because if you, surely you'd go, looking out for a list. You'd be really out of key.
Yeah.
You'd be off the scale.
Looking out for a list now.
I'm going to stick my foot up his backside.
Oh.
When's he in?
I'll make him make that noise for real.
He's called in sick. He's not coming in today.
Yeah, what a surprise.
He's ill. I'm not feeling well.
Does he think he's some kind of soul singer?
he's the new Lamar. Yeah. He's the white Lamar. Pasty Lamar.
Oh, dear.
Lamat.
Well, thank you very much, Matt, for your brilliant jingle.
Can we hear it one more time?
No. Honestly, I really couldn't. If you want to hear it again, then text in, but I don't want to hear it again. Oh, hang on a second. Yes, Peter?
I'm going to offer you the full amount of money.
Yeah.
$75,000.
Yeah.
And I want, in return...
You to stop singing. 81199, if you'd like to hear it just one more time. I can only handle one more play.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Isn't that right, Alan?
Speak to you later.
That's right. Right, let's get some news from Dominic Byrne. 7:34.
Exactly 7:38.
Well, thanks for the text. They want to hear it one more time. Matt's jingle. If you just woke it up, Matt has done a jingle for us. Matt, who works on the show. And he sings, instead of Looking for Linda, which was a song by Hue and Cry, the idea is to sing Looking for Listeners, and he's got a little bit carried away. Sean and Denise in Edinburgh, morning. You should get Matt to sing Just Let Your Soul Glow from Coming to America with Eddie Murphy. Do you know that one? And somebody else has suggested that he sings Body Form.
That would be good.
So when he gets in, we get him to sing all these things. If you go to YouTube and type in Body Form, I think we can play it.
Okay.
It's a classic bit of audio from yesterday.
You could just say, Matt, go, no, I don't want to do, I don't want to do, no, I don't want to do. Whoa!
He's like the new Craig David, isn't he?
Boy, is it gonna get hotter.
Oh, is that
That's
it?
Not it, is
I
it?
I don't know, is it?
I don't know.
Watch, refade it and listen to it. Let's switch your microphone off. Now Dominic can't hear us, we can say anything we want about him.
Feel it. It's ultra thin, so you don't Everybody see it.
That's not it.
Just pre-fade it, Dom. Pre-fade it. Everybody texting now saying, oh my God, Dominic, swore you the news. Oh, did he hear me?
Ah, hang on, here we go.
That's what we call
him to do that when he comes in.
He's calling Body Form.
Oh, brilliant.
Hey, Body Form.
No, we should just all go, wow!
Matt Fincham.
He's got to call him
Monday. Sang a little jingle on Tuesday. We were at Wembley on Wednesday. Body Form.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Just let your soul glow. Right, one more time then. This is Matt Fincham.
Never stop looking.
He sounds like somebody, though, as well, which is the funnier bit. And I don't know whether... Is it Kenny Thomas or someone like that?
Like Rick Astley type, isn't it?
He sounds like somebody. And I wish I could think who it was, because then we could compare and contrast.
It is Kenny Thomas, I think.
Is it him?
Not Kenny Thomas.
Sounds like one of them.
Sounds like Bad Will Young.
Never stop looking for
There's a bit of Rick Astley in there.
Or Curiosity Killed the Cat.
Yeah.
Ben.
Or Matt Killed My Ears. Well, Matt will be in. He has to come to work at some point this morning. Yeah. And when he does, the moment he arrives, we will get him in the studio. Don't you worry about that.
He could do it live.
Put him in the live lounge.
Yeah. Matt Fincham in the live lounge.
Let's do that.
Get Body Form in there. It'd be brilliant.
Oh, you've upset a Craig David fan.
Why?
How could that be the new Craig David? Shut up, Dave, you gimp, is one of the text messages.
Oh, dear.
Someone says it sounds like Darius.
He sounds like, wait, it sounds like Bross, he sounds like Go West. It's nice to see that our listeners have the same 80s references that we have.
Paul Young's another one.
Yeah.
Paul Young, I don't know who he is. Anyway, so when he gets in, we shall deal with it. Graham in Swansea has texted in saying, what a disgraceful example to young listeners. I'm so annoyed by the level of bullying that I'm giving up the show. Well, you know, we abhor bullying. Is that the right word, abhor?
Yeah, I think so. Does that mean not like?
Yeah. We don't like it. Graham, we ain't into bullying. Unless, of course, the person in question has made this. Never stop looking. Never stop looking for listeners. Looking out for listeners. So, Graham, I'm sorry. If you consider this to be bullying, you may as well switch off. Because when this guy gets his ass into work, he's going to get ripped. He's just sent Rachel a text on his mobile saying... You know, like Matt's dopey.
Yeah.
He's like his, you know, when you get to a certain age in life and everybody has a friend who has a friend who smoked too much illegal gear when they were younger and they're just a little bit dopey.
It's like he's on
Matt's
standby.
Not like that.
Oh, he is.
He's not.
He's dopey. All right, well, he's just sending you a... Bearing in mind, he's the assistant producer of the show, and we talked about him now for 25 minutes. He texted going, I'm just getting out of the shower. Have I missed something?
No, because I sent him a text saying, are you listening? That's right.
Which obviously means you didn't even listen to the show.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't get your radio in the bathroom.
He's in the shower for 25 minutes?
He's doing his hair.
Rachel, that guy's never spent 25 minutes on his appearance in his life.
Maybe he does his singing in the shower, and that's why he's in there for 25 minutes.
Well, let's ask him. Sarah, does he sing in the shower? No, I'm joking.
He sings in the office.
So when Matt gets in, does he report straight to the live lounge?
No, when Matt gets in, Matt, we're going to have somebody waiting for him outside the building. From the moment he crosses the threshold into Radio 1, he's no longer allowed to speak and is only allowed to communicate with people through song.
He'll like that.
Yeah. until a time of our choosing. Again, it's not bullying, it's funny. There's a difference.
It's a celebration of the most unintentionally funny thing he's ever produced. Mm.
I think it's hilarious.
Wow, body farm! Never stop looking. Hey, speaking of weird things,